Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the telephone this morning by District 5 Assemblyman Republican Frank Bigelow, who's joining us today. Assemblyman Bigelow, next thing I want to ask you about is just the state of economy right now across your District 5. You know, how do you feel the economy is faring?
You know, it's doing much better than it has, you know, previously. When you look at what it was like in 2012, storefronts open, vacant, people just not out, able to spend money, just going out to an extra dinner here and there. People are going out. They're spending more in the community. They're doing more street fairs. There's all kinds of activity that's occurring. But still, jobs are an issue.
I've seen many storefronts that were closed over the last few years because of the economy. I've seen a number of them filled, but we still have a number of them that are vacant. So I think we're inching forward. It's a slow inch, but it's becoming increasingly more difficult with the added regulations that are being put on the people coming into business. And as we see some of the votes that are coming through and some of the bills coming through, that's going to continue to increase and be more of a burden with increased taxes and regulations.
We're looking in at different areas and how we can help address that. But in fact, I came up with this idea. Why don't we see what we can do since we've got like 129 million dead trees? How can we create something that can help do something with that? So this year I'm carrying a bill that's AB 2842, which would create the new California Wood Innovation Small Grants Program. The hope here is that we'll be able to expand the state's capacity to process and manufacture wood products. Where else is better to, for this to be suited than in our Sierras, where we have the wood, both hardwoods and softwoods, and help create some jobs? So I want to try to help in every way I can and always be mindful to our legislators here. Remember what is a cause and effect scenario. When you cause something here, you may have an effect over here that was totally unintended, which may hurt the local economy in a rural area versus helping yours, which you desperately wanted. So I'm always trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together for everyone. But I do believe our economy has started improving and doing better. Unfortunately, our winter activities haven't been as prosperous for our ski facilities this year or for the tourists to come up and just play in the snow and do what they do during this time of year.
Yeah, I know a lot of locals here are excited that Dodge Ridge back open this weekend, so that's going to be a little bit of a boom, hopefully, for that local economy sector.
Well, I certainly hope so. The family up there, Frank and his family have just struggled the last few years, and I know that they're working hard to pull ends together and make everything meet. But I wish them all the best, and I hope everyone will take time to go up there and spend some money and help them out and enjoy the day because it's a great facility.
Only just a couple more minutes left. Any other bills that you're working on this session that you can tell us about?
You know, I'm working on one that was brought to my attention years ago by an individual, and I actually am working with the California Cattlemen's Association, and this bill will allow people who are raising cattle to have an off-site producer come to them and process their livestock right there on their property and have it all certified and approved. This hasn't, before you had to take it into a plant, a certain location. And this way, now let's just say BJ and two or three of your friends are together on one beef animal. Well, it was made really hard and complicated for you to do that down at the local butcher. Now this butcher can come out and process right there locally on your own property. We'll see how that goes, see how it goes through the process. But I think that's an exciting bill. And again, I talked about my wood innovations bill that's out here. So I think those are a couple of the bills that are going to take up a great deal of time for me pushing through the legislature.
I know talking to Senator Berryhill on past shows, he stated sometimes that unfortunately it takes, you know, multiple sessions to get bills through. Are you concerned that these could take a couple sessions?
Well, I certainly hope not. I've got one of those myself. I've been working on for 5 years. I think a lot of folks out there know about the wild pig devastation that occurs every year. So I've been trying to address that, but haven't got that one resolved yet. No, I'm going to keep focusing on it and try to see how I can resolve that.
Well, Assemblyman Bigelow, we've hit on a number of topics. Thank you so much for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views.
Well, PJ, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and I thank all the listeners for taking time to listen in. And again, just be careful as you're driving, and be most careful.
And we look forward to talking to you down the road soon.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Again, we thank our guest, Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.